Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. For questions or to discuss the issues you may be dealing with right now, we invite you to call. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online, so you can call and get an immediate answer to your questions or discuss those important issues you face in life right now. Again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. And conspicuous by his absence over the past 3 days is our friend and brother Richard Piper, who has been undergoing some respiratory issues. He is back in the office today, but was not confident enough to be on the broadcast today. So we hope he has a wonderful, quick recovery. And this is Basic Gospel, and Bob Christopher, over to you.
Well, thank you, Bob and Andrew. It's great for you to be with us today. And we're talking about the fact that Jesus Christ is alive. He was raised from the dead, and that's the good news. And because he's alive today, there's several roles that he plays. We know he's Lord, and you know that's what the Holy Spirit moves us to say with our mouths, that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's King in his kingdom, but he also serves as our high priest. And I love how the writer of Hebrews describes all that means for you and me, and it's quite an array of benefits, isn't it, Andrew?
Oh yeah, I mean Jesus Christ being our priest, he's an eternal high priest. The Hebrews says he's better, that it's a better covenant founded on better promises, and you know Jesus will never die. So the Old Testament priests, Bob, you know they would die every so often, and then you'd see them replaced by so-and-so down the street. And so there was a temporalness to those priests. I mean, they were always a relative of yours or someone that you knew or, you know, someone's brother. And so you knew that they were human and that they had frailties. And here comes Jesus Christ, a priest that endures forever. And what I love about that is that it also means our salvation endures forever, because we have an indestructible high priest, a high priest that can't be destroyed. And so therefore, our salvation is wrapped up in him, and our salvation can never be destroyed.
Boy, I tell you, if you want good news, that is good news right there. The other aspect of his priesthood that really, I think, relates to us, resonates to us on a day-to-day basis, is that Jesus understands what we're going through. As it talks about in Hebrews 4, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. So let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Sometimes we think Jesus is just so beyond us that he really doesn't know what we feel, he doesn't know what we're going through, but that's not the case, is it?
Yeah, that's a beautiful balance we have. We appreciate Jesus because he's eternal, because he's forever, because therefore our salvation is forever. And then we turn right around and do what you said there, Bob. The opposite is that he was fully human, that he was acquainted with grief, that he was acquainted with suffering, that he was acquainted with disappointment in the sense that awful circumstances happened to him that we can't even imagine. So he's got this beautiful balance of the divine mixed with all that human experience on planet Earth. And it's unbelievable. I mean, we've never been coached by someone else who's been through so much and yet has solid answers and a foundation like no one else.
That's exactly right. Well, let's talk more about that on today's broadcast.
And you can do that by joining the conversation at 844-322-2742, a toll-free call across the country and in Canada, 844-322-2742.
Well, guys, let's start in Garland, Texas, and talk to David, who's listening to us on the Word FM. Hi, David. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well,
yeah,
thank you.
I was calling because, I mean, I grew up in a Catholic family, but I never really had an experience, you know, trying to get to know Jesus. And I got to a point in my life now where I've gone through some things, and I just feel like that's what I need now. And you know, I've been trying to find him, but sometimes I just find myself not, you know, not believing, not trusting. I just feel like I don't know what to do, and I was just calling to see if I can get some advice from y'all.
Well, David, we're glad you called. So yeah. You're a new believer in Christ. You've just recently come to know him personally. You've just recently been made alive in Jesus.
I mean, I would like to think so, but sometimes I just don't really feel it. And I mean, I've been trying to read the Word and you know, go to church and stuff, but I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just me or if it's, I mean, I don't know. I just feel lost sometimes. Like, I don't feel like, I just feel like I don't believe some of the stuff at times. And I get, you know, it makes me mad at myself because I feel like I'm not believing in Jesus, but I just feel lost and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, David, the whole thing starts for us when we call upon the name of the Lord and we invite him into our lives. It's a time when we're basically opening up the door of our lives and we just say, Jesus Christ, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and that you rose from the dead. And because of that, I'm inviting you into my life to change me and live on the inside. Do you feel like there was ever a time when you really opened the door of your life and invited Christ to come in?
That's the thing. Like, I've tried, but I feel like I'm just so, my heart is just so hardened, you know, that I haven't done it correctly.
Why don't you, would you consider doing that today here on Basic Gospel and just, you know, let your heart problem be God's problem? In other words, if you feel like you've got a hard heart, then you just invite Christ to change your heart. You invite him in, and, you know, there's a million reasons we could come up with to not invite him. You know, I'm not good enough, my heart is hard, and all these things. But it sounds like to me that you're a person calling in to really find answers. And I think the answer to start with is to go ahead and just call upon the name of the Lord and express yourself to him in prayer and invite him to come live in you if you haven't done that yet. Is that something that interests you right now?
Yes, I can try it again. I've tried it before, and I just don't feel what I've heard other people say they feel. I haven't experienced what I've seen other people, you know, what they say they've experienced, and just the peace that they seem to have and the guidance and that, you know, and.
And so there's been a time in the past when you've invited Christ to live in you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I've tried to pray and, you know, and ask him to come into my life and change. And you know, I've seen things here and there, you know, but I just don't, I don't feel like, you know, I see other people, you know, that are Christians and, you know, I just see how their lives have changed and how, they just, you know, how they say they feel the experience and all. And I don't seem to feel that.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that I think you're probably dealing with is that you're comparing yourself to others and what they say they feel and what they say they experience. I think we really need to come back to you, David, and just what you believe. I mean, first of all, do you personally believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died for your sins and rose from the dead? Do you believe those things?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you believe that the blood of Jesus Christ was enough to take away all of your sins and that because of Jesus, your sins are taken away forever?
That's,
do you believe that?
That's the thing that gets me caught up. I don't feel like, I don't know, I just don't feel like I'm forgiven. I don't feel... I just feel lost.
Okay. So you're going to have to decide then, David. I think, I mean, that's the point we've come to, is that you have to decide, you know, how good was the blood of Jesus? If Jesus says that he's taken away your sins and that he remembers them no more, then you're going to have to decide if you believe that about him and if you believe that about his blood. Because he's never going to die again. He's never going to do anything about your sins ever again. He's already done everything that he ever needed to do about your sins. And he says it's finished, and he says it's enough. And so really what the Christian faith is saying, you know, I've heard it, and I choose to believe it. I've heard about the blood of Christ, and I choose to believe that it's enough. And you're right there. And so I really think that whether it's on this program, or whether it's you and God alone, or whether it's just you putting a stake in the ground at some point here and just saying, you know what, I believe that the blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient to take away all my sins, and I, because of that, I'm a forgiven person. I'm not 50% forgiven or 90% forgiven. The blood of Jesus wiped away every sin I've ever committed, and that's why I'm forgiven. Not because I don't sin a lot, but because Jesus did a lot on the cross. And I think that's really where you're at. So, you know, what do you think of all that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it sounds like I just need to try to do it again, get alone, and then, you know, ask him to, you know, come and change me again, and to work through me so I can get over this, because, I mean, I really want to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, Bob has a brand new book that's come out, and maybe, Bob, you can mention that, and maybe we can get a copy out to David. I really
yeah,
think
we'll,
that David...
we'll send a copy to David for sure.
Yeah, you've already entered the doorway to understanding all that Jesus Christ has done for you. I think it's just a matter now of getting firmed up in a message that is, you know, the simple gospel that's simply about God's grace. And I think that's where you're at. You're right on the cusp of finding a more stability and more security in Jesus. It's like you've walked through the doorway into the room, but now you need to kind of walk around the room of salvation and celebrate all that it has in it, because you're kind of iffy on some things or floundering in some areas. And I think that some more time and more truth is really going to help you be rock solid in Jesus Christ. So as Bob said, we'll get his book out to you.
Well, Bob,
thanks
that was
calling,
your testimony
brother.
As well. David,
well, that was that
yeah.
was my testimony, David. I kept crying out to God for help. I wanted my life to be changed, and what I learned through all of that process is that I was crying out for the wrong thing. Jesus Christ came that I might have life, and what the real issue that I discovered was that I was dead spiritually, and so I kept asking for God to do something for me, and I was asking the wrong thing. And when I finally discovered that it was all about life, that's when I received his life, and that's when change started to happen. And so it's, as far as God is concerned, it's life first, then change. So your condition apart from Christ was that you were dead spiritually, and that's that emptiness. That's that you know, troublesome restlessness that you experience, this, that just gut feeling that you know something's not right. Well, those are all symptoms of spiritual death, and it's first life. That's what Jesus came first to do for you, was to make you alive together with him, just as he was raised from the dead spiritually. So you too, David, can be raised from the dead and experience that new life in him. And then it's change. And that's what this book is all about. And that's I'm going to send you a CD as well called Drive the Stake. And once you read through it, once you listen to that, will you call us back?
Okay, yeah, that made a lot of sense right there. That made a lot of sense to me.
Okay, so that's what it's all about, is receiving life. Okay. You know, you can ask God to change you 100 times, and that prayer is going to seem like it's going to go unanswered. But when you pray, Lord, I'm ready to be made alive, that's when things start to happen, because new life enters in. New life becomes yours. His life becomes your life. And he's going to start working on the inside to change how you think and change how you believe, and you'll start seeing behaviors change as well. So that's the deal. It when you say you receive Christ, it's about receiving his life. Now, Have you ever done that?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Okay, so that's the question that Andrew was asking you. Would you like to receive the life of Christ today? Would you like for Jesus to come and live inside of you today?
Yes.
Well, it's just a simple thing. I love how Paul put it in Romans chapter 10. Can you say with your mouth that Jesus is Lord?
Jesus is Lord.
Do you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead?
Yes.
Yes. Then are you ready to open up your heart and receive the very life of Christ?
Yes, I am.
Well, can we together express that to the Lord? I'll just lead, and if you'll follow, is that okay, David?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, Lord Jesus, I need you.
Lord Jesus, I need you.
Thank you for taking away my sins.
Thank you for taking away my sins.
Through your shed blood on the cross.
Through your shed blood on the cross.
Thank you for being raised back to life.
Thank you for being raised back to life.
So that I could have life.
So that I can have life.
And today, at this moment.
And today, in this moment.
I receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior.
I receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, David, what the Bible says is that you've been made alive together with Christ. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead 2,000 years ago just raised you to life. It's amazing, isn't it? That's called the grace of God. And you're new. You're brand new, a new creature on the inside, and you're going to start seeing that come out on the outside. But David, welcome to the family, my brother.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
You hang on. We're going to send you some information, this book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and a CD. And we want to get to know you better and just walk this journey with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. You hang on.
Yes, indeed. Well, guys, I can't think of any stronger reason for a ministry called Basic Gospel to be on the air live so at the time of need in a person, they can call and get the answer. And that is the ultimate answer right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about new life in Jesus, isn't it, Andrew?
Oh, my goodness. What a reminder. You know, so many times I think we can become numb to certain phrases or words, you know, people, a lot of religious people out there, even, you know, they've heard this idea of receiving Christ, and, you know, they might think that it's accepting doctrines or nodding their head at certain facts, but really, when you get down to it, it's about us having a deep hole at the center of our being that can only be filled with the resurrection life of Jesus Christ, and that's the wording, that's the phrasing that God used today to really minister to David and help him see his need. So, Bob, it was exciting to just hear David's heart and watch him receive the life of Christ.
Yes, it was. I mean, I can't think of anything more exciting than that, to see God bring life to somebody that was dead in sin and, you know, struggling, wanting to change, wanting to be different. And I know all of us have had that experience in life. We just try desperately, and finally we give up, and the Lord says, you know, it's not about change, it's about life.
Yeah.
And when that life takes hold of a person, boy, it's that person's in for an adventure, in for a journey of a lifetime. Well, let's go out to Los Angeles and talk to Antoine. Antoine, you're on the air.
Hey guys, my question kind of goes along with what David was going through. I was listening to another minister this morning. He was talking about how I guess Paul and them were in Acts or something, and that some of the people that they were talking to were already saved. They had heard the word or something, but they hadn't received the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Now, at the time when like, say, was David already saved when he already heard the message and he just receiving, like a spiritual, something different or something extra or something? I know you, because I thought before that, you know, believe you get the Holy Spirit with when you believe. But when he said that today on the radio, he's talking about in Acts that the people had already heard the word and they were saved, but then they got the Holy Ghost then. So is it something that happens different? Or
Well, Antoine, that's a great question, and boy, it connects right with what Bob and David were talking about just a moment ago. As you said, what a brilliant segue for us to talk about life again, because, you know, these folks in Acts chapter 19, for example, it says, you know, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they answered, no, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And so sometimes you've got people in the book of Acts who have heard a portion of the gospel. They've heard something about repentance from their sinful deeds. They've heard about John the Baptist in some cases. They've heard a partial gospel. They've heard about, you know, turn away from your sins and do good, do righteous things. But what they haven't heard is the truth about receiving the Holy Spirit, who gives us this new life. And so it's impossible for someone to receive the Holy Spirit if they haven't even heard the gospel that talks about the Holy Spirit. So these were not Christians who got some sort of second blessing or a bonus salvation package later in the mail or something. These were people who had heard a partial gospel, or they'd heard some facts and figures about Jesus or maybe John the Baptist, but in the end, what they really needed was the full message. Just as Bob and I were talking to David a moment ago, the full message is not stop sinning. The full message is Jesus Christ died for your sins and resurrected to give you the Holy Spirit, who is life to you. And if you receive him, that's when you're truly saved. So they hadn't heard all the message, and that's why they hadn't received him yet. Does that help?
Just partial of the message is, I guess, God just putting the seed in you. You haven't fully been saved yet, or is it? Are you saved just by partial of the message?
Yeah, they weren't new creations. Yeah.
Yeah, and all those folks in Acts 19, all they had heard is the baptism of repentance from John the Baptist. So the full message had never been given to them. They really didn't know much about Jesus. They were just learners, disciples. They were anxious to hear the rest of the story. And when they heard it, boy, they just welcomed it. It resonated with them, and they received the Holy Spirit. But that's when they were born again. And, you know, as Andrew was saying, when we're born again, when we put faith in Jesus, when we receive him, we're made alive, we receive that Holy Spirit. There is no second blessing. We have every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ. The moment we are saved, we get the gift of God's Spirit. And boy, that is good news. And if anyone's telling you differently, they're just trying to promote something that's really not consistent with the gospel message and the Word of God.
Yeah. Well, Antoine, hope that helps understand that particular situation. And if you have further questions, please give us a call on a later edition. Love to talk to you again. Andrew, I have never seen Bob Christopher more excited than he was yesterday when the truck driver brought in carton after carton of a book called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Bob, talk to us a little bit about that now, because I know you're excited.
Well, it's here. We've talked about it for months. It's a lot of my story, a lot of what I talked about with David. You know, I didn't know I needed life. I didn't know that was what the gospel story was all about, but yet that is. And it makes sense in light of the resurrection. And we want to put a copy of this in your hands.
Yeah.
It'll be a great tool for you in your own journey with Christ, but also to help spread the word to others. So take advantage of a great opportunity to get a wonderful resource into your hands.
Yes, go to Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. I'll run that all together. SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com and order your copy today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.